Hi Dain, Kif Mekoru. Like he used to know which cell or which rock would give out like cold water. Of a high Dain, Kif Ispei Shav Ruvye. And he would know which stone like would come out to give hot water. Was it be Chamim, hot water come out from? The Adhechen Shav Yusa Machi. And he also knew how far the hot water would reach, or how hot it would be. Because he was a big chacham to know exactly where to dig for water and to get the right type of water. Omer Reb Elazar, Umeis Benoi Bitzoma. Afal became, even though Nechunya took care of the chayfim, he used to dig and make sure, give the water for the oiler regalim, still it happened that his own son died from thirst. And Omer Rebbe Chanina, Man Diyomer Rachmon of Atron, whoever says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mevat, like overlooks things, is Yevatron B'nei Moya, like his own stomach should be lost. In other words, HaKodesh Baruch Hu doesn't look over anything. Ela Marech Ruchya, even though sometimes people do Averis, and they're big Rishoyim, and we don't see them getting the Reinish right away, they don't get a punishment, so we think like Hashem looks over it. No, Hashem doesn't look over it. No, Hashem is Marech Ruchya. He gives him time maybe to do tshuva. He doesn't get angry so fast. They go for the day, but at the end, eventually, they'll get back the Reinish. Whether it's in this world or next world, they'll get back the Reinish. Like here also, for some reason, the Chunya had some Avera, that he deserved his own son to be having Mimisa, and his son died with thirst. Even though you would think that since the son was the one that took care of the water for the elder golem, like he was Meis Nefesh to give water to everybody, that should be the last thing that his son should die from thirst. Still no, Hashem doesn't look over anything. And Vaita, Omer Rav Acha, the pasuk says, Usvivov Nisai Ramoid, the web is right around Hashem, is very close like, that means Medardik Yimon Gechut Hasara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks all with Tzadikim Gechut Hasara. Like any little small thing that Tzadik does, Hashem gives him the Reinish right now. Kidei that, Ne'elam Habo, they'll be able to get a bigger scar, Ne'elam Habo. But the closer you are to Hashem, the more Hashem is medaktik in you. Like here, this Nechunya. This time he did a very small Avera, that because that his own son was Meis. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Loi mitam azeh, not because of this reason. Ela min madach sif, from another post, it says, V'noiru hu akol sviva. That whoever's around the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Neiro means you have to be fearful. Hashem watches you very carefully. There's more year where you have to be more afraid of the people that are closer to Hashem. In other words, Hashem looks over you much more than the people that are far away from Hashem. Rabbi Chaga b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Maisa, what happened to Maisa? What's happened to Maisa? Bechose dechet with achose choye choyfe boiris sichun umoiris. He was digging a lot of boiris, a lot of ditches for people. But people used to travel a lot on the roads. He like did a lot of chesed with them. He used to dig ditches of water to make sure these people had water to drink. One time, his daughter was going over the yam, going over the ocean. Not sure, Linose, to get married, she was going over there. And the river grabbed her. For heaven called Amo, Olalen Gave. And Kitza, they thought that she died. That she thought that they thought she was drowned in the ocean, and everybody came to Menachem Mobile him. His kolam olim legadei. Everybody came to Menachem Mobile. They came to visit him, and boy, Menachem Tei. They wanted to be Menachem Mobile him. They wanted to take away his sorrow, take away his pains. For like kibla leimus nachma, and he wasn't covered. He did not accept at all any tanchumim. He felt terrible that his own daughter was like killed from there, drowned in the ocean. Is oil Reb Pinchas ben Yor legadei. So Pinchas ben Yoah came to also Menachem over him, is boy Menachem Tei, but loy kibla loy misnachma. He also wanted to be Menachem over him to make him feel happy, and he wasn't a kabbal, he didn't accept anything, he felt the same sorrow no time. Is Omelun, so Pinchas ben Yoah said, this is what you say about this person, that Deinu Chasidutchon, this is what you call about him a chosid. In other words, if he's a chosid, how come he's taking it so bad? If you're a chosid, you have to know, Hashem does it, you have to be mekabel it. Like you're being boy the churba midas adin, like you're going to neged Hashem. Like you have to be mekabel what Hashem did. How come you're so strict? Is Omar loy? So he told the Omar loy. They told the Pinchas ben Yoyim, Rebbe, you should know. Kach vekach hoy oisa, kach vekach ira. They told the Pinchas ben Yoyim the whole ma'aser. What happened? That this chosid the whole time was moisten nefesh to make sure people had water. He did a tremendous amount of chesed with water. He gave everybody water to drink, and now all of a sudden his own daughter drowned in the water. So, like the chosid couldn't understand how could this happen. Like here, I'm being moist and effort to do chesed with the water, and how come my own daughter died from the water? Another pshat could be is maybe the chassid understood that really his daughter didn't die. Like he had a taina, it's not mistavra Hashem would kill my daughter through water. So therefore it wasn't mekabel tanchumim, because on a chai, if somebody's alive, you never mekabel tanchumim. So basically the chassid could be held that his daughter was taking her alive someplace. Is Omri said like, Efshah shoyim mechabed, so Pinchas Ben Yori is saying this now. Omer Efshah shoyim mechabed es borei b'mayim. If this chosid did such nice things, such cover to Hashem with the water, he did so much chesed with the water, v'hu mekavcha b'mayim, and now Hashem should be so angry to kill his own daughter in the water. It's not mesavra. That's what the Pinchas Ben Yori said. Is miyad right away nofla havara. A curl went out in the city. Everybody starts to talk right now. That boy is bitish lo sheyosh. That the chosid's daughter came back, she's alive, she wasn't drowned, she came back. Is this the army, some say, Pesuchta Isaris, that a nest happened when she went into the drowned in the water there, she grabbed onto a leaf that saved her. Is the Anif Ochsa Atzma Vyosa, she grabbed onto some type of a leaf that she was saved. Is the army, some say, Malach Yoreb Bidmus with Pinchas Ben Yoyer, Vetzilot. No, it was a malach that went down to save her, and the malach looked at Pinchas ben Yor. That was b'schus with Pinchas ben Yor's bracha poshe that he said this, she was saved.
Yeah.
The Gevina chorus. Gevina was the chorus. He used to make the announcements. Shehayah machriz the Beis HaMikdash. He used to be machriz in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Mahoyomer, what did he used to say? What the announcement did he used to say? Omdu hakahanim liavoida, ulaviyim uduchonim, v'yischrolam amodim. He used to be the vek, he used to wake them up, tell the kahanim, get up to do the avoida. Leviyim, get to do the duchanin right now. And Yisrael, you stand there, b'shas the mainid, but the amodim, you stand there. Agrifos hamelech, shoma koiloi, adches pasois. As you know how loud this Gevina used to talk, when he used to tell the people, get up, or tell them that Agrifas HaMelech, that was mamish 8 parsois away, was able to hear his voice. But not some lay matonas harbi. And Agrifas used to give, I says Gevina, a lot of presents, as he liked his voice. He was able to hear it 8 miles away, tremendous. So he used to give him presents. Then Gever Al Nilas Ashorim.
He took care of opening and closing the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. So more says, Tirgim Rav, Kumi debeis Reb Shela, that Kora Gavra, is that it says the Gemara in Yuma, that Bechol Yoim, that the Terminus HaMizbeach, the Kriyas HaGever, like every morning there used to be a Kriyas HaGever, so the Shavu is, what does that mean, the Kriyas HaGever? Does it mean the rooster used to yell out, used to wake up from the voice of the rooster, or does it mean from a person? So he answered him back, Achruz Kruze, it means to sell a kiel, Achruz, the person used to wake them up. Now that doesn't mean the rooster, it means rather a person. Omalais, he said back to him, Ema Korva Tanagola, maybe Taika means that the Gemara and Yuma, maybe it means like a rooster used to make the noise and they would wake up from the noise of a rooster. Omalais, he answered back, V'yotanin, we learned Ben Gever, said like the son of a Gever. So Islach Lemema Bar Tanagola, does our Mishnah mean to say Ben Gever means the son of a rooster? For sure it means a person. So there also, it says the Lashon of Korva Gavram, even though it says over there, Lashon of Kriyas HaGever there means a person, means the Vekir, and not a rooster.
Gever, Islach Lemeimar, Bar Tanaguto. The Balti could say it was a person, why should you say it's a Tanagul? It's more mistaken to say it was a person, and the person was called Gever. Hachinami, Kriyas HaGever, the Otem Kori. The Kriyas HaGever, they called a person. So the mistaken to say more, it was a person that did it. Omalei, for what Taninim we learned. Ben Gever is the name of Bar Tanagulus. Ben Bobby ala Pkia. Ben Bobby used to take care of the Pkia. We said that's the Psilis, that the Psilis used to make the wicks. Shoye Mazaig Psilis. He would twirl together the wigs. The wigs for the Minerva. The God learned a Makalan. Rabbi Yossi Oyo Lakufra. He went to this place. Boye Mimine Olayin Panasoyin. Panosim. He wanted to put upon the city Panosim. He wanted to put the people, Mamuna, like people taking charge over the city. Take a job, like take care of the city. And he didn't want to do it. He wanted to set up the system that you'll take care of the Beis Medrash, you'll take care of this. Set up let's say, jobs, not jobs, what do you call it, positions for the people. For like Kiblin, the people didn't want to mekabel. Nobody wanted to be like the president. Nobody wanted to take care. Minoin. Is oil, he went there, v'yomer, and he said to them, Kumayon, then bovi alapkiya. The Mishnah says, when bovi, he took care, his job was to take care of the psilos. Umayim zeh, madachim, shenisman alapsilos. He was only, his whole job was to take care of the wicks, to twirl the wicks. Zochali monesim g'derli ador. He was included in our Mishnah that talks about the big tzaddikim, the g'derli ador. So you see, even though he was a mamuna, he was appointed, he could still be a god l'ador. Is atun. Osun, Sha'atim, Nismanan, Achayin, Afosh, Lekoshchein. You people now, I want to make you appointed to take care of Tzorchi Rabim. Tzorchi Rabim is mamish like Chayin, Afosh, to keep the people alive. So for sure, it's a tremendous thing to do, and don't turn me down. Vayte Benaza Latzutzel. Benaza used to take care of the music, of the instrument here. Is Kiho de Tanin, like we learned Tamon. Hey Nefas Sagin Besudrin. This guy used to pick up his clothing. Vehikish Benaza Latzutzel. And he would bang on the Tzutzel. Hugris ben Levi al-Ashir, he used to take care of the singing. Is Omar Rav Acha, Nima Yiseru Hoyodeya. He knew how to sing a beautiful, nice, sweet voice. The Omar Olov was said on him, Al Hugris ben Levi, Shoyim Noyim es Koyloi Bezemer. He used to remember sing very sweet. Hugis Shoyim Noyet Goydloi Betech Pith. When he would put his thumb in his mouth, Hoyim Moitzi Kama Mini Zemer. He'll be able to make a lot of different type of music come out of his mouth. He would use like a song to be an instrument, to direct like the voices different ways, the different type of minas them would come out of it. Voyukol achye v'kahanim nizkorin loy bevas rosh. All the other kahanim used to like get so scared of the voice, have to like fall backwards, the head used to fall one on the other. His mapilu marsheim zeh al zeh bevas achas. They used to like have to lie their head down on the next friend, like the voice was so strong. That's how strong his voice was. Gormu amayis lechem upon him. Gormu, he used to take care of the lechem upon him. Tomorrow, based Gormu, how you became amayis lechem upon him. This house, they knew how to take care and make the lechem upon him. Uvri diosai. They knew how to take off the lechem also out of the oven. For they wrote to the lamid. They did not want to teach other people how to do it. They kept it for themselves. Heshoko chachomim. Veheviu umnin melechsandria. So chachomim asked them, please teach us how to do it. And they even brought Chachomim, people from Alexandria, that know how to bake. Shoye b'kiyim b'mais lechem upon him. That these people would know how to make lechem upon him. Uvidos lohe b'kiyim. But they were not b'kiyim how to take it off, the bread off the oven. So right then, these people did not want to teach anybody else. So it's a shalif if they were tzadikim or rishonim for doing this. For not teaching other people how to make lechem upon him. Vayta beis gormoi hoye masikim efnim. Beis gormoi used to know how to bake the bread in a certain way that the fire would be inside. For roidim evachutz, they'll be able to take the bread off outside. In other words, the type of a defus, type of a mold they had to make the bread in. Hoye betaner hoye masikim efnim. They would bake it inside. They'd bake it inside the defus. For yoifim bachutz the defus. Betech etaner. And they know how to bake on the outside of the defus. So they know the kunz. They know how to bake the bread very good. For the hoysim esafish, if it did like that, the bread will not get spoiled at all. The elu hoyo masikim mifnim, for roidim mifnim. Mashenka, that other people, Alexandria, the smart people, they didn't know how to bake like that. They're only able to bake inside and take off the bread inside. Voyim esafshet, and when they did attack it, lechem upon them wasn't so fresh. It used to be a little bit spoiled. Kivan sheyodu chachomim b'dov razeh, when the chachomim found out about this, that the people of Beis Gormai are not teaching anybody else, and lechem upon them is not doing so good, Omru, they said, they tainted to them, whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu created in this world, he created so we should give kovod back to Hashem. So in other words, if you have this chokhmah to now to make lechem upon him, what are you keeping it for yourself for? Teach it to us. We also want to make lechem upon him look nice. Like the old chokhmah is to be used to do our avodas Hashem with it. So what are you keeping it for yourself? Why don't you teach us? Shochu achrayim v'lo rotzu lovei. So Chum sent after them, come to us. They didn't accept, they didn't come. The Vezgormai stood home. Finally they got to them, they paid them double pay. If we give them double pay, then they came, then they took business. Is Yud Beis Mon Hoye Neutlin? And Metchil, they only used to get paid Yud Beis Moner. Venostalem Chav Dalam. And they gave them 24 monies, and because of that, now maybe they told over their cigarettes how you're supposed to bake it. They used to get paid 24 monies. And they gave them now 48. How come you don't want to teach anybody? is Omru Lehamsa, they said like this, Mesoi receive Yudeinu, we have a Kabbalah, may Avasena from our fathers, Sha'abayis Hazeh also Lichorif, this Beis HaMikdash will be Chorif, it's not going to be here forever. And we don't want, Shlo Yilmudu Acherin, V'yaslof Nei Avodah Zarah Shalhem, we don't want other people to know how to make Lechem upon him, because then they shouldn't go after the Churban Abayis, they'll be able to other people, other Avodah Zarahs, to make Lechem upon him for them. So they meant to Tzad L'Shmo, they meant it. They didn't want anybody else to know how to make the lechem upon him. Is bidvorim halolu matir nesim l'shvach. When they said this answer, then the chachamim will mashbiach them. That's a good answer. Shlo yotzu biyad b'neim pas mekiyim yirlum. They gave them like a brochum from their houses and never came out of pas mekiyim, a nice bread. So there's a new zachna, But matir nesim l'shvach. What was the shvach? Yeshlo yotzu biyad b'neim pas nekiyim yirlim. From their own house, their own bread they had in their own house, they never baked a nice bread. Shlo yiyuim, people should not say mi ma'isa lechem upon them hayoichlin. Hey, their own children, the bread they ate in the house was like bad bread. It was never nice, clean bread. Today, people shouldn't say like they stole like lechem upon him and they're giving it to their kids, or they made lechem upon him for their kids. So therefore, they're makpid never to have good bread in the house. And this was a shvach. And that's Pshanim Gemara. He's Ubedvorim Halolu, for this thing that they did, the Rabbonim gave them a shvach. For this thing that they never had nice bread in the house. Yeah. The same mice happens Beis Aftinus. Beis Aftinus are mice ekteris. They used to take care, they knew how to make the ekteris. So Beis Aftinus or Yibikima mice pitum ekteris. They knew how to make the ekteris. They knew how to make the type of a grass, hanikra cane, that's called maloshin, and used to burn it, used to make give off smoke. They knew how to make this. For the rots lama, they didn't want to teach anybody else how to do the pitam akteris. Or sholcho beviu umnin malachandria, so Chomim went and sent other people from Alexandria, shomitzrayim, for they became a pitam akteris. But these people also knew how to make the pitam akteris. But they did not know how to work with this type of a grass. The maloshim to make the smoke, that they did not know how to do. Ishabei saftinus hoiso mistneres vioila kemakel upusiv yeredis. Hey, basically, they knew how to make clothing turris, and this maloshim, they knew how to make the smoke go up very nice. It means hoashin oila zokov ketamer. The smoke used to go straight up like a tamer. Ufoiso them is pashtois lishme kora. When it got to the top, on top, it used to spread out. Then the smoke would come down. That's the way they knew how to do a chokhmah like that. When they burnt this grass, the smoke like went straight up, hit the roof light, then turned down and came straight down again. That was the big chokhmah. They knew how to do it. When the people in Alexandria tried to do this, it fell down right away. They didn't do a good job. As soon as the chokhmah found out about this, that they're not teaching us how to do the pitam akteris and it's not being done the right way, is Ormu, they said to this base, Aftinus, Koma Shabbarak Kodesh Baruch Lechvoy Deborah, whatever Hashem created for his covet, Shenema Kolonikri B'Shemi Lechvoy Deborosif. So if you know how to make the pitam akteris, why aren't you teaching it to us that we should do it? Is Shokhwach Rayim Bolay Rosalovi. Again, the Chavim said, come to us, they didn't want to come. Again, after a couple of them, Chavim, so they said, we'll pay you double schar. Shnayim Osim Mona Hoyonot, they used to get 12 Mona, V'Nosun Lehem Esim V'Yabor, 24. If you do one Esim V'Yabor, another took 24, V'Nosun Lo Yaboy Moshmoni, they paid them now 48. It is Armul Lehem Tzachomu finally asked them, Mipnei Ma, Ein Atem Roitzim Lamed, how come you don't want to teach us how to make the Pitam Akteris? Armul Lehem, they said like this, Mitzoy receive Yudein, we have a Kabbalah, we accept it from our fathers, never say no. Sha'abayis Azir Wasili Chorot, this bias also won't stay forever. And we don't want Shlo Yilmudu Achrayim V'Yuaisim Kenoflei Avodah Zorah Shalem. We don't want people to know how to make the Pitam Akteris, because then they'll use it for the wrong purposes, for the Avodah Zorah. And B'dvorim HaLolo Maskir Nesel L'Shvach. For this next thing, the Chavim spoke about these people, L'Shvach, about something nice they did. Shlo Yotze Isher Mehem V'Veshemeth Mirlim. None of their wives ever walked out with any type of makeup or perfume. Why not? That people shouldn't say they took it from the Pitam Akteris. For Lo Yoid, when anybody would get married to a lady from another mokum, they made a t'nai with her, I'll only marry you if you don't wear any perfume. Why? That that people should not talk about and say, you know why the wives smell so nice? Because they're using the pitam akteris. Lekayim Hashem to mekayim the pasuk we had before. The yisim nekiyim Hashem may Yisrael. It should be not. It should be clean from Hashem and for people also. People shouldn't come to talk things bad about you. So they were makbid not to have the wives use any type of psalm, any type of perfume. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Pam Machas Yisayim of Yerushalayim. One time I was standing in Yerushalayim. Ometzosi Tinuk Echad. I found a small child. Mash Michel Beis Aftinus came from this house from Beis Aftinus. That knew how to make the pitam akteris. It was a mati loy bini. Me'ezim mishpacha ata, whose family are you from? Or ma'li me mishpachas ploini, from this mishpacha. Or mati loy bini, avosecho, your father, lefishen is kavno, l'rabo is kvoidam. They had mind to be mechabit, to make a lot of kavod Hashem. Or l'mayit kvoid, or they wanted to make a lot of care. L'rabo is kvoidon. They wanted to make themselves kavod. In other words, they didn't want to teach anybody else how to make the pitam akteris. They only kept it for themselves, keep themselves like big shots. Or lemayit kvoit shemayim, and they were mayit, they took away from the kvoit shemayim because they didn't tell anybody else. Is lepikach, therefore, kvoit dom nis mayit, their covet went away. Or kvoit shemayim nis rabba, and Akash Baruch took care of his own covet. Because kvoit dom nis mayit means b'churban abayis. After the churban abayis, we don't know from you anymore. Or kvoit shemayim nis rabba means shomru ho'emais, and lekechem shalelu ho'emis. But Vashenkin, the Goyim all talk about that Hashem is Emes. His Kvod Shemayim is still there. Even after Churban Abayis, we still have Kvod Shemayim. Vashenkin, Kvod of your father's house, we don't know about anymore. Omer Rabbi Akiva.
Sachli Shimon ben Luga, that Malakit Hoyisi Yasovim Mani V'tinik Echad. I was once collecting aggressors with this child, Michel Beis Aftinus. That came from the child was from Beis Aftinus. V'ra'isi Yosei Shebochov Risi Yosei Shesochak. I saw the child was laughing. I saw the child was crying. His why are you crying? Or Malih, he answered me, my father's covet was lost. What did you laugh? Or Malih, he said, because lost lover, then we'll have the Beis Hamikdash back again. Then they'll be covered again from my mishpacha. Or Marois, his what did you see that made you cry and made you laugh? His Mala Osin Negdi. I saw this grass, this leaf of Mala Osin. Is Nomisi Lois, I said to him, Bini Herali, my son, please show it to me. Tell me, shall I show me which is the Mal Oshin? Oshin, is Omalis the Tinik told to me, Rebbe, Miseris Biyodi Miavoisai, I have a Miseris, a Kabbalah from my father's, Shlel Haroisa Labriya. I can't show it to anybody, to any person. Is Omrab Yechin and Benuri, Poor Gabi Zokinechet, I once met an older person, Michel Beis Aftinus, he came from this house of Beis Aftinus. And he had a Megillah that was written inside this Megillah, the different how to make the pitam akteris. Is Omar Ali Rebbe. So he said to me, L'sha'ovar hoye beis abba tznuyim. At the beginning, my father's house, the people there were tznuyim, were modest. For hoye moisrin esa Megillah zois elu le'elum. And he used to give over this Megillah one to the other, the people